The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Why don't you pull up a chair and settle up?
Because we're just fixing to learn you a thing or two, if you can stand it.
And it wouldn't hurt you none either. The fact is, some folks say Eric wouldn't know whether to scratch his watch or wind his buttocks.
Won't say who, but they said it anyhow. He darn tootin' they did.
You'll come back now, you hear?
Here's America's sweetheart himself, Eric Metaxas.
Does anybody have any idea what he's talking about?
He's talking about American sweetheart, and he's talking about you, sir.
Is that right?
Yeah, I guess.
That's authentic frontier gibberish. It's very hard to pull that off. Thank you, Todd Wilkerson. Folks, today is Thursday. And you know how I know that? Because yesterday, they tell me, was Wednesday.
Yes.
And in my lifetime, I can't prove it, but I'm just saying experientially, the next day is usually Thursday. And I'm just going to assume that today's Thursday.
Well, you just asked me off air. You said, what day is it?
Well, actually, if tomorrow is Friday, I will know that today was Thursday.
Okay.
We have a very exciting guest coming up here. In a couple of seconds, folks, in the studio, we're going to have Carly Fiorina.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the YouTube video for you to see what we're both wearing. We matched, actually.
Mm.
We check these things out beforehand. I said, if you wear blue, I'll wear a blue tie or something like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we match. We'll see when she shows up. But in a couple of minutes, Carly Fiorina will be here in the studio to talk about her brand new book, Find Your Way, which is an adult updating of Oh, the Places You'll Go,
yes,
by Dr. Seuss.
I thought it was a book of maps. You know,
find your way.
Grab a map.
I just use Waze now.
You do?
Yeah. You know, you just type in the address. You just go. Okay. A few things to share with the group. First of all, Albin, two people texted me that there's a new book out. The son of Justice Scalia wrote a book about his dad.
Yeah.
And the foreword is written by Justice Thomas. Right?
Yeah.
It's like a big deal. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the foreword to the book. And in the foreword, he mentions reading my Bonhoeffer book, and he quotes from the book.
Wow.
And I thought, that, you talk about an honor to have a justice of the Supreme Court reading your Bonhoeffer book. It's kind of crazy.
I know. Him and the Mooch.
And the Mooch.
And unbelievable.
What kind of a world are we living in when the Mooch,
I don't know,
Anthony Scaramucci, and the Justice of the Supreme Court are reading the same book? Well, look, I am very happy to say it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the great character of Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yes.
He lived an incredibly heroic life. It's why the story touches people. And I was given the gift, the honor of writing his story. By the way, I also meant to mention that this weekend I was trying very hard to get to Germany. It didn't work out, so I'm not going to be in Germany. But this weekend in Flossenbürg concentration camp, the very place where Bonhoeffer was killed by the Nazis, there's a memorial to him, and they're commemorating a new memorial that's paid for by U.S. funds. So it's a U.S. commission that's doing this whole thing. and I was going to be there. I couldn't be there. But Ambassador Richard Grenell set this whole thing up, and I am just thrilled. I don't know if it's open to the public, but it's this weekend in Germany at Flossenbürg, and I will go there eventually to see it, but I mm-hmm. couldn't be there this weekend. But the story of Bonhoeffer goes on and on. It's just when you live a life like that, it you know, it touches people. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. So I wanted to say that. I guess in a minute, even though we're talking to Carly Fiorina in just a moment, I wanted to remind people that this weekend, I'm sorry, not this weekend. This weekend I'm going to be in Laguna Beach, California at a private event. So I can't really do anything while I'm there.
Did you say Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be using bleach and doing our laundry, which is also a private event. It's not as
exciting. It rhymes with beach.
Exciting.
Well, Laguna Beach sounds exciting, but I just go there and I speak. It's not like I get to surf or something or go out on a yacht.
Which you like to do.
No, I'm not a big surfer. Oh. Peter Kraft is a big surfer. Did you know that?
No.
Nobody knows that about Peter Kraft. But anyway, no, I wanted to say that coming up in May, you have to go to my website to look this up. But coming up in May, I'm interviewing the great John Lennox. Some people know John Lennox at a Socrates in the City event at the Museum of the Bible.
Oh.
And I keep forgetting to mention this. Maybe I've mentioned it once before. But John Lennox, it doesn't get better than John Lennox. This is part of the Wilberforce weekend. If you look up Metaxas and John Lennox, you should be able to find it. But anybody can come until they run out of tickets. It's limited. But he is – there's simply nobody like him. I adore the man, and I've had the privilege of interviewing him before. He has a new book out. I will interview him about that. I also should say that we're posting – we posted my interview with Dr. Behe. He has a new book called Darwin Devolves. That is online right now. And my interview, another Socrates interview with Stephen Meyer is online. So we're doing more and more of these on the road. And of course, I think I mentioned it in October 8th, right outside Chicago. I am interviewing Caroline Kennedy.
Yeah, that's
the
big.
Daughter of John F. Kennedy Jr. I'm interviewing her as part of a Judson University initiative. But it's going to be a Socrates in the City event, October 8th. If you want tickets, you better get them because something tells me that one's going to sell out right outside Chicago. Schaumburg is right outside Chicago. So if you go online, you have to go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. And if you go to ericmetaxas.com and click on speaking, it'll tell you everything that's coming up. But we update that regularly. Now, we keep getting letters from people, and I thought if we had a minute, and we have just a minute before Carly pops in here, I want to read a couple of the letters that we get. We can't read them all, but it's so sweet sometimes to get these, and I just thought there's one. It's a guy from Iowa, Kyle Telecki, listens to the program. He says, Eric, approximately 4 weeks ago, I was encouraged to tune into your show. I now listen via podcast most every day. Now, you kind of wonder, who encouraged him to listen to the show? What sick person?
I don't know.
Anyway, it makes me very happy to think that they're new listeners. So Kyle Telecki is a new listener. He says he listens most every day. He says he's employed as a delivery driver for a grocery store chain in Iowa City, Iowa, home of the University of Iowa, who recently lost a lawsuit to the Christian Business Leaders in Christ Campus Club. He says, I'm guessing you're familiar with that. Yes, encouraging victory for freedom of speech. Yeah, even on campuses, right?
Yeah.
He says, I want to thank you for your show and the amazing guests you have on each day. I'm continually impressed with the interviews, outstanding guest lineup day after day. Alvin, take a bow because you're the producer.
No, I was going to say, what's he say about me? What's he say about me?
Yeah, that's what he's saying about you. Oh. This guy says, I listen in as I drive from house to house and apartment to business, delivering people's groceries. Mm. Your show challenges, educates, and entertains. It is of far greater value than the next 3.5 minute song on the radio, whether it be Christian or secular. Tonight, I wish to especially thank you for the endless promotion of Unplanned, the movie. You've been a nonstop voice defending all those involved in this monumental film. Well, you know what? I just want to say that is my privilege to get to talk about these things. This to have this platform here is an absolute privilege. And Albin, you know my story. I never really wanted to do radio, but I said if God ever opens that door, mm-hmm. I would step in.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years ago, almost exactly 4 years ago.
That's right.
Like 4 years ago, right. Next week.
The National Prayer Breakfast, right?
Well, no. That's what started the whole thing.
That's what started it.
But it was about 4 weeks. It was Hitler's birthday that I started the show. It's no joke.
Oh, gosh.
They said April 20th.
Well,
ready?
Well, Bonhoeffer,
April 20th.
Hitler's birthday.
No. You know who my first guest was on Hitler's birthday?
Alice.
That's right.
I know her first name.
Dame Alice von Hildebrand.
That's right.
The great Alice. She's just turned 95. Her husband was one of the premier enemies of Adolf Hitler. He fought Hitler very, very, very bravely. And I thought, what a cool thing, since I'm opening my show on Hitler's birthday, to interview the widow of one of these great enemies of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
It was such a cool thing.
Yeah,
you can still listen to that. I'm sure this is all still on the web.
It is.
But that was so cool. Anyway, 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years. So I want to thank everybody who listens to the program. Please do encourage your friends to listen, folks. You go to ericmetaxas.com to sign up for our weekly emails that you can just click on anything. It's all there. You don't have to wonder how to get it or whatever it is. We post YouTube videos there. Everything is there for you. Thank you for tuning in. When we come back, folks, Albin, sitting where you're sitting.
I know.
Carly Fiorina will be right here. We'll be right back with Carly Fiorina.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Well, it's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying and still true, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not have stood for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take your God-given right to privacy back now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com.
Showed us the sun, but not as bright in life as the real.
Hey there, folks. Do you remember not long ago I promised you that we would have Carly Fiorina in the studio? We weren't able to make that happen, but we got a woman who looks so much like her. I don't think you're going to be able to tell the difference, honestly. Carly, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Eric.
Really, thank you. Yeah, I'm not even who I am today.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm so happy to have you here. You don't know me, but I'm a big fan and friend of yours, not only from watching you on TV, especially in the last election, but more recently, you got an award from the Human Life Foundation. My wife and I were given that same award a few years earlier, but I had to share it with my wife, and I resent that. My wife knows I resent that. You got to get it all by yourself. And what you talked about that day, I mean, I already was a fan of yours, but some of the things you said in that speech just really moved me, and I thought most of America doesn't know you that well. You know, they know you as you're the big CEO of Hewlett Packard, and you run for president, and you give all these speeches and stuff. But there are other sides to you. And I just thought, you know, it's interesting to talk about that. I want to talk about your book. We're here mainly to talk about your book, Find Your Way. I just use Waze. But yeah, you know what I mean? It's
yes.
Like it's an app. But I want to talk about your book, Find Your Way. But if you don't mind, I'd just love to start briefly with that night, because the Human Life Foundation is an extraordinary organization. And you talked a little bit about your evolving views on the unborn. And I thought it was very brave and wonderful of you. And I think that's how women get empowered, is when they hear stuff like that. So I don't know if you want to talk just a little bit about that.
You know, it isn't so far divorced from the book, however, because the principal premise of the book, which comes from my experience in life, yes, Find Your Way, which comes from my experience in life, is that everyone has potential, more potential than they realize, that we are all gifted by God. And I believe all of us, each of us, are created on purpose for a purpose. And I believe that of those who are yet unborn. You know, I was not particularly thoughtful, I would say, about the issue of abortion until I accompanied a friend of mine in my early 20s to Planned Parenthood because she was getting an abortion. And she asked me to go with her. And I watched what that did to her. She was never the same. She was never the same physically, but more importantly, she was never the same spiritually or emotionally. And then I got a little older in my life and I met my husband, and I learned that his mother had been advised strongly by her doctors to abort him. She was not supposed to be having any more children. But she was a woman of great faith, and she had her son. For a year, she was in the hospital afterwards. But her son was, of course, the joy of her life. He is still the rock of my life. And I thought, wow, how different so many lives would have been had she listened to her doctors. And then I learned I couldn't have children of my own. And so then I knew in a different way yet again how precious the gift of life is. This book is about the potential that all of us have, more than we realize usually. Mm. The potential to change the order of things for the better, the potential to solve the problems that are right in front of us, the potential to lift others up and help them unlock their potential.
Well, obviously, you know a little bit about this because you headed up a huge, successful corporation, Hewlett-Packard, and managing people is something that I certainly, at least I know that I don't know how to do that well. That's not something that I've ever aspired to. It's just one of those categories that I don't get, you know? And I'm fascinated with people who do that, who understand it. My wife understands it. She has for years run the pregnancy center here in New York City, and she talks about managing people. And it helps you to see how everyone is different. You don't manage everyone the same, and you want to build people up. And you, so how did that affect you? I mean, when you were at Hewlett-Packard, there are a lot of leaders who lead different ways. I can only imagine that you lead ever so slightly differently than perhaps Donald Trump might have led his organization. Human beings, we have these different personalities. What was it that drove you as that kind of a leader and a manager?
So let me say first that I think one of the reasons I wrote this book is I think we get very confused about what leadership is. We think it is about position and title. Frequently, we think it is about money and fame. A leader might have a title, but the title is not what makes them a leader. What makes them a leader is whether or not they change the order of things for the better. Mm. Do they solve problems? The highest calling of a leader is to unlock potential in others. Leaders differ from managers, by the way. Managers, they're not bad people, but managers come into a situation and they see a set of circumstances and constraints and they operate within those circumstances and constraints. Mm-hmm. Leaders change the circumstances and the constraints.
Right.
I started out as a secretary, okay? I never had a plan to be a CEO. But what I discovered along the way is that there were loads of problems that everybody knew about. There are always problems, and everyone always knows about the problems, and everyone always bitches about the problems. But the reason problems don't get solved is because it takes leadership to solve them. I was giving a lecture at Catholic University last week to a bunch of undergraduate business students. It was their first course in business. And I said to them, you know, you may think that business is about products or profits or results. And it's about all those things. But the reason I got into business and loved business is because first and foremost, business is about people. It's about people who come together to produce profits or products or results. Mm. Great leaders, whatever setting they're in, whether they have position or title or fame or wealth or not, whether they're in a business or in a nonprofit or in a community, great leaders understand their highest calling is to unlock potential in the people all around them, to see the possibilities and the circumstances all around them, no matter how terrible those are, and to solve the problems right in front of them. That's leadership.
It's interesting because I'm not a business person, and only recently have I begun to think about some of these things. But the idea, for example, of creating wealth, right? Why do I think capitalism is a good system and socialism is a bad system? It's because I don't believe wealth is a zero-sum game. It's not, right? You can create wealth or you can lose wealth, and then everybody suffers or everybody gains. But it's interesting because it depends on how you define wealth. And if you define wealth in the way that it affects human beings, it makes sense. In other words, it cannot merely be about the bottom line. You can have a great bottom line and crush souls. You
Absolutely.
Can have a great bottom line and create a product that crushes souls.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting, you know, because it's hard to define that easily. I think that's a, yeah. But you have to think about that. And I guess I wonder who is thinking about that. You're doing that in your book. I don't know if you're familiar with Martha Rogers of Peppers and Rogers, but there are people who talk about these kinds of things. But it just seems to me that we're at a place in the culture being more vulgar in many ways, that we have to talk about this kind of thing.
Yes. And, you know, I think one of the things that I always try and do, but particularly I try and do in this book, is get out of the abstract big ideas like capitalism versus socialism and try to bring it down to an individual level. So what happens in a free market? An individual customer has choices and power.
Right.
What happens in the United States of America? The citizen, the individual, is sovereign. Not the president, not the government, the individual, the citizen. Why is it that socialism fails over time? Because ultimately what it is a vast set of government bureaucracies that crush human innovation and potential. Because what a bureaucracy does over time, even a bureaucracy named the U.S. government or Hewlett-Packard when it gets too big, a bureaucracy says to people, that's not your job. Don't do it that way. Stick to your lane. Follow the process. Follow the rules. Keep your head down. Ask the guy above you. Never take initiative. And what does that do over time?
It creates the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yes. And by the way, the example that I so often give to young people is I say, okay, there's a lot wrong with technology.
Yeah.
But that smartphone that you're buried in all the time was brought to you by the most competitive, unregulated industry in the world. Now compare your experience in that smartphone. You're in charge. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah.
To your last experience at the Department of Motor Vehicles. Did anything at the DMV make sense to you? Did the process make sense? No. Did you feel empowered? Did you feel in control? Did you feel like...
This is too rich. I'm going to ask
you... The answer is no.
...to hit pause there because we're going to go to a break. This is a big subject. We'll be right back with Carly Fiorina. She sings the song.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. wants to see sanctions against North Korea continue for now. In an Oval Office meeting with the leader of South Korea, the president said he thinks that sanctions being used to pressure Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons program are at a level that's fair. The U.S. Justice Department announcing charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, accusing Assange of helping former intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning hack into classified computers back in 2010. A blizzard has knocked out electricity to tens of thousands of people in the Northern Plains. 14,000 are without power in Minnesota, the same number in South Dakota. Another 8,500 are in the dark in Iowa. The conditions expected to linger into early Friday. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow is down 86 points. The NASDAQ is down 28. This is SRN News.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Jerry Rafferty. I'm Eric Metaxas. You're Carly Fiorina.
I am.
I think it would have been a great idea to just play Carly Simon, just to confuse people. I like to do that. I like to confuse people because then they're forced to pay attention. Your book is called Find Your Way, Unleash Your Power and Highest Potential. I have to ask you kind of an obvious question. Why did you write this book? I think of all the books you might have written, why this book? Why now?
I think so many people feel right now helpless and powerless and hopeless and frustrated. And particularly they feel that way, honestly, when they look at the political process, because problems just seem to fester. We talk about the same things year after year, election after election.
Yeah.
And so this book is a reminder of the enormous potential and power that each of us have to actually change things for the better, to solve the problems that impact us. Not the big abstract problems that are far away from us, but the problems that are right in front of us. That's really why I wrote this book. And it's the summation of everything I've learned in life about
That's a big statement.
How to do that.
Wow. That's a huge statement, because I can only imagine that you've learned a heck of a lot in life. I mean, running a big company like Hewlett-Packard is one thing. Running for president is another. I mean,
and everything in between and getting there.
Well, I was going to say,
sometimes you learn the most getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to imagine you as a secretary. And yet, because you're so down to earth, it's not hard to imagine you as a secretary. And I think I mean that as a compliment.
Well, thank you.
Because
I was one pretty good one.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I think that, you know, life can be so complicated. I want to ask you just a little bit about running for president, because that to me is absolutely unfathomable, and especially in the last cycle, to have so many people on the stage. I remember at some point the Democrats had seven, and everybody thought, seven people, this is insane. There were 17, I guess, yeah. Right, on the
Democrats might break that record this cycle, but whatever.
Everybody's jumping in. I'm thinking of jumping in. I'm a social conservative. I could jump in. I could just say, you know what, if the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, can jump in, I think I could jump in. Everybody's running. But when you were running with that vast assemblage of so many qualified people, what were you thinking? In other words, I always wonder, it's one thing to get up and be in a debate or something like that. But what were you thinking about the country and about why you would be led to do that at that point? And corollary, would I kind of hope that you would think about a political future from here. I don't know if you are, but I'm just curious about that.
Well, what led me to it? And again, it's consistent with why I wrote this book and what I say in this book. First, let me be clear. I knew that it was a very, very long shot. I mean, I didn't have any illusions about the difficulty of what I was doing. And yet, I also believe that ours was intended to be a citizen government. I believe that the political parties have, in so many ways, poisoned politics.
Yeah.
George Washington said in 1789, the trouble with political parties is they will come to care only about winning. And the dynamic of winning is different than the dynamic of problem solving. The dynamic of winning is win-lose, and by the way, the longer the problems fester, the better it is, because it makes people mad and frustrated and helpless feeling, and then they're going to vote for me if I promise to do something about it, although somehow nothing ever seems to change.
Right.
And so the message that I wanted to deliver was, we citizens are the sovereigns in this nation. That is how our nation was conceived. And as citizens, we have to begin to take our country back by reasserting our own power. I didn't mean power in the sense of let's, you know, start a revolution, but I did mean power in the sense that I mean it in this book. Each of us as individuals can solve the problems in front of us by working with others. And of course, the political process also has poisoned our dialogue in the sense that we hate people we disagree with. That's a terrible place to be, because outside of politics, we have to work with people that we disagree with frequently. And you actually can learn things from people you disagree with.
Yes. And that's not a bad thing. You say you knew it was a long shot. I'm not saying this to flatter you, but you stood out for a number of reasons, not just because you were a woman. But I mean, you know, there are women and there are women. There's something about you which is feminine in the best way. You were communicating in a way that I think communicated to women particularly. But also you have a fire that a lot of candidates don't. And that, let's face it, in this day and age, if you don't say something with some passion, when you spoke about those horrific videos, the Planned Parenthood videos that were out on a huge national stage, that was a big deal. There are many people that will never forget that, because anyone might have done that. You were the one that did it. You took that moment to do that. So I think, you know, you've shown certain kinds of leaderships. So I don't want you to sell yourself too short. But I think that – are you sure this is the seven-minute segment? I get confused. I don't think it is.
By the way, I wasn't selling myself short when I said that. I was realistic.
You're being realistic.
I was realistic and clear-eyed about the process.
Yeah.
And who controls the process.
Right. Well, I guess all I mean to say is I think you stood out quite a bit, frankly.
Well, thank you.
No, you did. You did. And it's not just because I agree with you. But when you think about the political process, Trump, the current president, in case you didn't know who Trump was, he is somebody that they see as a disruptor, or that he's been described as a disruptor. Although I have seen him. I'm getting the sign. We'll be right back with Carly Fiorina, and I'll try to shut up more when we come back. Albin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time.
So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Show, and I'm talking to someone of whom I'm rather fond. Carly Fiorina is right here with me in the studio. Carly, congratulations on your new book, Find Your Way, Unleash Your Power and Highest Potential. If anybody's looking at the camera, there it is. I was just saying, you were talking about the political parties, and in a funny way, I think one of the best things about the current presidency is that he is a kind of a disruptor, and I think he's forced things to... I guess he's forced people to rethink some things that we were caught in a, I mean, there was gridlock under Obama. I suspect that this president is able, for good and for ill, to work a little bit outside some of these political lanes. I don't know if that's something you have thoughts about.
Well, I think there's no question that President Trump was elected because people wanted a disruptor, because people knew that the system was gridlocked. The thing is, the test of leadership, honestly, is whether problems get solved. And so here we are, for example, debating immigration. How long have we been debating immigration?
Yeah.
How long have we been using immigration to win elections? I was speaking earlier today, you know, George W. Bush tried comprehensive immigration reform. The left sank it. President Obama really never tried to reform immigration, even though he ran on that, but he tried executive action. President Trump could have had $25 billion for his border wall if he'd given legal status to DACA, but here we are.
Wait, I thought
and so
he
to
did.
Me, to
I
me,
thought he did in the last go around that he did. And that the no?
No, he didn't. There was a deal on the table. We don't need to argue about it, but there was a deal on the table. $25 billion, you give DACA Dreamers legal status.
Okay.
He walked away from that deal because there were people in his party saying, no, you can't take this deal. My point is this. Whatever you think of Democrats, Republicans, the reason I think Americans are so frustrated is because they want festering problems to be solved. And we keep talking about the same problems. Deficits, health care, veterans care, immigration reform, the problems stand. What I have come to suspect about politics, which is all about the dynamic of I win, you lose, is that festering problems win elections. They make people mad. They get people out of their chairs. Right now, everyone is saying, well, the 2020 election is going to be about immigration. Again.
Well, what
so
about
I think
the
test is, do the problems get solved?
But what about the idea that Trump ran on the immigration issue? That's why he won, and that he has a mandate to do some things.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is we shouldn't be surprised that there is resistance to solving problems. There's always resistance to solving problems. Always. What I am saying is it's the deep state, if you believe in that. It's nothing new. Resistance to a president is nothing new.
Yeah.
In fact, the more disruptive you claim you want to be, the more resistance there is going to be. It is part of the price of leadership.
Right.
All I'm saying is
we
should hold our politicians accountable,
whoever
they are, for actually solving problems, not just for arguing about problems.
Right.
But what I'm trying to tell people in this book is quit looking up at someone else,
right,
in your company or in your country, to change things for the better. Because each of us actually can, in our own sphere. And this country is built on the principle that real change happens from the bottom up,
right,
not the top down.
Well, but isn't that part of the problem with a growing government? In other words, part
yes.
of the reason that I'm a conservative is because I believe in small government, in local government. And as the government has grown and grown, and as the deep state has grown and grown, it's all fundamentally un-American and against the ideas of self-government that the founders gave us. And it can never work. And so in a way, unless we're able to make that case that – you know, the government is bloated, that we have to cut it, that we have to do those kinds of things, I don't see how we get out of it.
I completely agree. And it's one of the reasons that I ran for president.
Yeah.
And you may recall, I talked about citizens. It's time to take our country
yeah.
back, the power of the individual. But I also said during that campaign, and I say in this book, and we're talking about it today, we have been talking about the size and growth of government for 50 years. And the truth is, it has not mattered whether it's a Republican or a Democrat in the White House.
I know.
Government keeps getting
right.
bigger. And by the way,
right.
it's getting bigger right now.
I know. That's the one thing that people have not talked about with Trump. And it's bothered me a lot, because that is something that I think he's enough of a maniac to do stuff others won't do. He's enough of a crazy man to do the right thing by moving the embassy to Jerusalem. He does the kinds of things that others have talked about. And I do believe he'd want to build the wall and say we have to have a moratorium, we have to control our borders. That kind of stuff ought not to be radical.
No,
it's very, very basic. And I think he is doing some of those things. But you're right about the size of government. I mean, it's not just the president who's not talking about that.
No, no one
but
is.
The political cognoscenti are not talking about that. They're not holding him to account on that.
Well, but by the way, why does that happen? Why does the status quo, whatever it is, wherever it is, always have power? Because there are people who are invested in the status
sure.
quo. Okay, who's invested in big government in Washington? All the people who get elected to Washington.
Sure.
That's who's invested in it. They're invested
right.
in that system. And so the truth is, the people in that system aren't going to change that system. And I think the test, honestly, for President Trump is, does he become one of that system because he won? Or does he stay apart from that system and change it?
I just suspect that he stays apart from it because of his character. And I don't mean his moral character. I mean his character, the kind of person that he is. At least I hope that's the case. But that's what I've seen so far.
Well, and let's say you're right.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to encourage people to do in this book is don't wait for Donald Trump to get it done. There are so many things that you can do in your own home, in your own community, in your own place of work. Mm. And the interesting thing is that when you do those things to change the order of things for the better, when you solve problems, when you collaborate with others, you unlock your own potential. I talk about the path. I will tell you, it is a more joyful path to solve problems with other people.
Hold on to that big thought. We'll be right back for a few more moments with Carly Fiorina. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, Xander, the spirit, to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Lawmakers will hear from the former White House security official who allegedly overruled career officials to grant dozens of security clearances.
Carl Klein, who oversaw the White House Personnel Security Office for the first 2 years of the Trump administration, has agreed to be deposed by the House Oversight Committee on April 23rd. The committee voted along party lines to subpoena Klein earlier this month after hearing from a whistleblower who claimed that White House officials overruled recommendations to deny clearances to some 25 individuals. The White House has accused the committee of overstepping its authority, noting that the power to grant or deny clearances lies solely with the executive branch.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy today in London. He'll fight extradition to the United States. This is SRN News.
This Easter, Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
The odds were against her son.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
Discover the incredible true story.
You don't know my son.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
He is a fighter.
Breakthrough, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. For tickets, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful. Magic.
Hey there, folks. That's Supertramp, and I'm Eric in Texas, and I'm sitting here with Carly Fiorina. Just a few minutes left. Carly, thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Your new book is Find Your Way. Do I get to keep this book?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going to saddle you with a book. Pretend that you're going to read it, but it's basically on a lot of what you've been saying about how we ourselves, in order to govern ourselves, we have to govern ourselves. In other words, it's an individual thing, and in a weird way, it mirrors a lot of what you're saying here. My big beef, I don't talk about it that much in the book, but is that we've not been teaching this in the public schools, this idea of this is foundational to self-government, that virtue, all of the things that have been prized since the founders, you know, gave us this radical new idea, they've ceased to have been taught, I would say, roughly in the last 50 years. The narrative has changed, and that's kind of why we're here.
Well, and what I talk about, what I try and teach in this book, is the importance of courage, why character is so foundational, why humility and empathy are vital to leadership. We don't have enough empathy in our society. We don't have enough humility in our society. If you think about our culture, set aside lack of civics education, about which I agree with you completely, but what does our culture lift up right now? Conflict, controversy, outrage, the latest unbelievable thing.
We've kind of become a tabloid culture.
We don't lift up people of humility and empathy who collaborate with others even if they disagree with them. We don't lift up character. We tell people that courage, you either have it or you don't. That's not true. We're all afraid of things. We're all afraid of things. But unless you're able to get over your fears, you won't unlock your own potential.
Well, sounds like you should write a book called Find Your Way, Unleash Your Power and Highest Potential. It's funny because when I see Schadenfreude on my own side of the aisle, when I see people on Fox News sort of doing an end zone dance about the demise of someone else, it really grieves me because I think we ought to be above that. If we really care about what's right, we shouldn't take joy in the downfall of others.
We lack empathy right now. We really do. And what I mean by that is, look, we have criticized appropriately the left for assassinating people's character because they disagree with them. I was called, my candidacy was called offensive to women because I was pro-life by women's organizations who disagreed with me. That's wrong. By the way, it's equally wrong to excuse a lack of character just because we happen to agree with someone. Character matters. But empathy is the ability to see someone and say, you know what, I may not agree with you on everything, but at least I can take the time to try and understand who you are, where you're coming from, and why we actually might be able to find some common ground on a problem. I'll repeat something I said a while ago. The dynamic of winning, win-lose, in sports, in politics, in a courtroom, the dynamic of win-lose is fundamentally different than the dynamic of problem-solving or unlocking potential in others. The dynamic of problem-solving or unlocking the potential in others, the highest calling of a leader, is win-win. And we don't have enough of that anymore.
That sounds like a very positive place to end. We often end the show on a bummer. I have failed my audience. Thank you for ending us on a really hopeful note. Carly Fiorina, just a joy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eric. Great to be with you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.